And I just learned to exist on who I was, and I was going to make my weaknesses strengths. But you have to know what your weaknesses are in order to turn them into strength.
This is the playbook.
Believe to be productive. There's all these efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success of time. I wrote in my book originally that there's 64 hours of production you can have in a day. Most people work 8 hours. If I can teach you to be twice as efficient, you have 16 hours of productivity. If I can teach you to be twice as effective, you now have 32 hours of productivity. If I can teach you to be twice as statistically successful, you now have 64 hours of productivity. I now in a day, an 8-hour day, am getting 8 times the amount of productivity. When they list out all those awards and businesses I own and TV shows and everything, I'm just beating you with time. I'm going to challenge myself to be twice as efficient. So my 16 hours productive will be worth 32 hours productive. Then the challenging one was, how am I going to be twice as statistically successful? Because they had existing territories and relationships and knowledge and skills. They've been selling for 25 years. I just got out of law school. So I said to myself, okay, on average, these guys are doing 10 appointments a week. Now, most people say, well, do 20. Well, I figured I was half as good. I used a little bit of radical humility and realization because I learned that in football.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. I just learned to exist on who I was, and I was going to make my weaknesses strengths. But you have to know what your weaknesses are in order to turn them into strengths on the field, on the court, or off the field. So yeah. I said, all right, I'm going to do 40. I'm going to do 40 appointments and I'm going to close half as many as the average guy, which will make me twice as successful.
Right.
So my 32 hours of productivity became 64 hours of productivity a day. That's 8 hours times eight. Every day that I worked was 8 days times 7 days, not five, because I wasn't married with kids and I didn't have a house or anything. I was involved. I had one goal: to make money to buy my mom a house and a car.
Wow.
So what I did, I worked 56 days a week of productivity,
of producing.
So in 9 months, I worked what was equivalent to 10 years of sales. People tell me all the time, oh, you make $1 million. I'm like, yeah, but I was 150 under plan per year. And they were like, what is this kid talking? I was only 24 years old. I just turned 25, right? And they're changing the comp plan on me because I made $1 million. And I'm telling them I was 150,000 below plan each year I worked. And they're looking, you worked 9 months, psycho. And you were, you know, 750,000 or plus above plan. Well, yeah, because they didn't get the fact that I worked 10 years.